Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishvas, Am Yaakov Shom, and Le'av HaSeitzchok. We're holding Kiddushi Daf and Dalit. The Gemara throughout the Amud is speaking about the Machlokes of Yochanan and Rishlokish. Can a Naira accept her Kiddushi? Or even according to Mandoma, the Naira can accept the Gerushin, she cannot accept the Kiddushi. Rishlokish holds, if she can accept the Gerushin, she must be able to accept the Kiddushi. Because we have a concept, V'yotza V'hoyso, we have a Hekesh, Gerushin to Kiddushin. If she can accept the Gerushin, she can accept the Kiddushin. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. She can accept the Gerushin, but not the Kiddushin. Gerushin, there's a Savara why she accepts it. Because she's going back to her father and is doing Baal Korcho. Masha'in ki Kiddushin, that she's doing in Midaito, she's going out of her father. So there she can't accept it. And therefore you don't learn Kiddushin from Gerushin. And the Gemara in the end of Mundala brings her of Asi, met Rabbi Zeira and told him what happened in Bismarck. And he said everybody came and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that she cannot accept the Kiddushin. That Tzavach Rishlokish Kikruchio. Rishlokish screamed, Kikruchio, Rashi said, like a type of a rooster. He was trying to stop everybody from saying differently than him, but it did not work. Everybody came and passed, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Naira cannot accept her own Kiddushin. What's shot? Rishlokish is screaming Kikruchio. He's like getting so upset, so mad. He's yelling. He's trying to stop everybody from agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't seem like a regular, normal discussion in the Beis Medrash, a shakla v'tayr of a Gemara. What's going on over here? What's the remez over here? So the Eretzvi from the Goyen of Koshiklov, says something nifla me'oid, and this explains a little bit what's going on over here. He says this first of all to Pnei Yeshua in the previous Amud that explains, what about Rish Lakish Taina? Rish Lakish says, V'yotza v'yotza. You learn Kiddushi from Gerushin. So what about that Hekesh? And we know in Hekesh to Mechza, you can't do a Hekesh only for half. So says Pnei Yeshua, I'll tell you a big story regarding Shas in general regarding a Hekesh. When you have a Hekesh from A to B, an A is a Gezeres HaKosov, then whatever is an A moves to B. But if A is not a Gezeres HaKosov, it's a Svar, it's a logical thing, so then if that Svar does not apply to B, you don't move it from A to B. Here, what's the Svar in Gerushin? That a Naira, she's Baal Korcho, the Naira is going back to her father's house, that's why she accepts the Gerushin. You don't have that same Svar of a Kiddushin. So you don't say a Hekesh, you don't force a Hekesh when it doesn't make sense, if it's based on a Svar. So the Eretz Tzvi brings that the Baal Shem Tov says in the name of Sefer HaKon, which is a very early Sefer Kabbalah. And there he says, when you have a Melamed and a Lamed, you have something that teaches to something else, A teaches to B, it's not just a Svara, a logical thing, but there's a He'orah of Torah that comes from the Melamed to the Lamed. Meaning, it's not just that I'm saying that whatever is A, okay, let's use it for B as well. We're saying that whatever A has, he influences B. He is the source of influence that goes to B. That's the Inyan Pi Kabbalah. Says there, Tzvi, I'll bring an example to this. Throughout down the Shari Oiro, that we shecht the Korban Chatos in the north of Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because in the north, you have all Koiches Hara, all the bad stands in the north. We know that Yetzer Hara is called the Tzfoini. The bad belongs to the north. So when you have the Korbanos of Kapara that goes against the Chet, it needs to be in the north. So ask the Eir Tzvi, what about Shalmei Tzibur? What about Korbanos that are not coming for Chatos? But we still say they come to the north. Why are they in the north? Says, you see from here this Yesoid. When you have a Milamed to a Lomit, the Milamed becomes the source. It's not a Svar anymore. I don't care what's the Svar of the Milamed. Once I have A teaching to B, the He'orah, the Abba'e, moves to B. Even if the logic doesn't make sense. So then says the Eretz Tzvi, that's against the Pnei Yeshua in our Sukkah. Because our Pnei Yeshua says if the Svara applies to A, it does not move to B. Based on this, what the Eretz Tzvi tells us, maybe Efsha, that's what goes here into our Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is going with the Pnei Yeshua, meaning the idea is that if a Svara does not apply to B, it doesn't move to A, from A to B. But Rish Lakish is using what's coming from Sefer HaKonah, the Baal Shem Tov brings, that this it's not anymore Svara. His He'orah from A to B goes, and even if the Svara does not apply, it still has to move. But that's not a logical thing. That's an idea, a Kabbalistic idea, and that's how the thing works. So Rish Lakish is screaming Kikruchio, screaming Beisa Medrash. That's how things need to be. It's not a logical argument. It's a Kabbalistic argument. So that's why it's a different type of argument the way it comes about in the Beis Medrash. Kulei ve'ulai. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.